he is convinced or was convinced that art isn't just aesthetical expression or whatever, but he always understood art as a social function within the society. And so he started in the 1960s studying with Joseph Beuys at the art school in Düsseldorf, at that time the most advanced progressive art school in Germany, under the huge influence and impact of Joseph Beuys. And Immendorf was one of his major students. That was the reason, that was the time when Immendorf developed these political opinions, very strong political opinions on the situation in Germany, and he used his art to not simply describe it, but make comments on it. That painting, that art, is something like a theater play. It has very much to do with theater, and he developed certain ideas about the relationship between visual art and theater, and that led him to in a way to overcome his direct active political actions, but focusing on cultural themes, on painterly expression, and he developed that further and further and further. The development of art in the 60s, it was very much dominated by American influences, with movements like minimal art, conceptual art, and so painting was kind of the artist felt, not only Immendorf but also other paintings like Gerhard Richter or Baselitz, okay, the abstract expressionists at that time, they did what we would have liked also to do. So what shall we do? What shall we paint? That was always the question that Richter asked. And these young generation of artists try to find an answer to that question for themselves, but also in relationship with the development of art in the 60s and in the 70s. Are these very last works where Immendorf couldn't do anything by himself? Is that a work by Immendorf? Are these Immendorfs? And I must say, I have a clear answer to yes. Yes, they are. I mean, he worked with his assistants, of course. They worked out each single painting on the computer, composing the different subject matters and the different fragments of really in detail. And when this was fixed at the computer, Immendorf himself supervised the realization of the work. So there is not a single brush stroke that was not controlled by him. So it's absolutely his work.